Lewis and Clark spent two winters away from home on their trip to the Pacific Ocean. The first winter was cold, and the second one, wet. We pick up the story of that first and bitterly cold winter on today's edition of The American Countryside returns after this.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
It may have become a home away from home.
Fort Mandan is where the Lewis and Clark expedition spent more time than anywhere else on this entire 3.5-year journey. This is where they spent that long, cold winter of 1804 to 1805.
David Borlaug shares the story and says the Mandan and Hidatsa Indians who resided here had been trading with the French and English for several years. In fact, the first French explorers met the Indians here in the 1740s. 60 years before Lewis and Clark arrived.
They built a fort out of cottonwood logs. They used those same cottonwood trees to make 6 dugout canoes that took them out to Montana from Fort Mandan. But the fort was built essentially to get through a winter.
The fort would not only protect them from the weather and the possibility of attack, but the most brutal force they would have to withstand that winter was the temperature.
It was, even by North Dakota standards, a particularly cold winter. The coldest temperature they recorded was 40 degrees below zero.
Fires inside their huts helped warm them, but the hospitality of their hosts probably had the biggest effect on survival.
Because the Mandan Hidatsa traded with them, and because they were our first farmers, they had the produce, the corns, beans, squash, sunflower, in addition to fresh buffalo meat.
It was a cold winter, yet it seemed to make little difference to the expedition's hosts.
They knew how to handle the cold. They could wrap themselves up in a buffalo robe and sleep under the stars if necessary, and these young men from Kentucky and Virginia marveled at that.
It was here at Fort Mandan that the expedition survived the cold winter, and they met Sacagawea, the famous Indian bride of Toussaint Charbonneau, who would assist them in their trip to the Pacific. Traveling the countryside at Fort Mandan, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.